AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Greece's prime minister has been meeting in Athens with his finance minister and other party officials. Alexis Tsipras will have to push several unpalatable measures through parliament, including sales tax increases and pension reform, in order to secure a financial bailout. Hillary Rodham Clinton outlines her economic plan. Warren Levinson has more on the front-running Democrat.
Speaking at the New School University, the former senator and secretary of state laid out the economic priorities of a Clinton administration. It boils down to this.
We must raise incomes for hardworking Americans so they can afford a middle-class life.
Clinton also said she'd push Wall Street's focus from short-term profits to long-term investment, and she promised to punish bankers and financiers who commit fraud. She didn't mention her Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders, who's been making some of the same points, but she chided Republicans Jeb Bush for saying workers need to work harder and Scott Walker for being anti-labor union. Warren Levinson, New York.
Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders is campaigning in Kansas City. He says immigration policy has to change.
One critical piece that must be talked about is the need to enact comprehensive immigration reform.
Sanders has gained traction against Clinton in part because of his attacks on income inequality. One former DEA administrator says Joaquin Guzman is the most dangerous cartel leader in the world. The head of the Sinaloa drug cartel used a mile-long tunnel to escape from a maximum security prison in Mexico over the weekend. Retired DEA International Operations Chief Michael Vigil says Guzman poses a direct threat to both Mexico and the U.S.
More violence from Mexico and more drugs coming into the United States.
Vigil fears if Guzman isn't recaptured quickly, he may never be found. This is AP Radio News. President Obama uses a conference on aging to call for ways to make it easier for people to save.
At a White House conference on aging, the president said between companies dropping pensions and the fallout from the Great Recession, too many face their golden years without savings.
There are a lot of folks out here who work really, really hard, but at the end of the day, just still don't have enough of a nest egg.
So he's moving to make it easier for states to enroll workers automatically in company 401ks. He sought that federally, but Congress balked. And speaking of Congress, Obama said forget critics who say Medicare and Social Security are in crisis. Sure, they face challenges, he says, but they shouldn't be slashed. Mark Smith at the White House.
A North Carolina man is charged with second-degree murder in an apparent street drag race that killed four people, injured several others. The North Carolina Highway Patrol says investigators believe two cars were racing when one driver lost control and went into a group of people watching last night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.